Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our next guest, Brad King, is a nutritional researcher, the author of 11 books, including international bestsellers Fat Wars, BioAge, and award-winning Beer Belly Blues. Talking today about his book, Dirty Diets, exposing the dietary lies that are keeping you from looking and feeling your best. Brad, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Dave, and Happy New Year.
Yes, you too. So, tell me, this time of year, people are really concerned about trying to lose maybe a few of those pounds and optimize their health. What are your suggestions?
Well, first of all, we have to understand how fat is formed on the body in order to understand when I give suggestions, how they're really impacting the body. And, aside from the fact that it's so easy to just say, hey, limit the amount of calories you take in and exercise a little more, and what's going to happen is you're going to be able to, reduce the caloric load on the body, and the body will be able to strip the excess weight off. That's what's been said for centuries. Doctors, that's the number one thing that doctors tell patients when they come in and they need to lose weight. Eat less, exercise more, much easier said than done. What I would rather do is I would rather explain to people, number one, why that doesn't work, because, first of all, we don't work specifically on the amount of calories we take in through our diet, because what happens is foods contain different ratios of what we call macronutrients. Those macronutrients are in very large quantities, so they make up things like proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. What happens is research has shown that it's the composition of those macronutrients that actually count more in terms of the body being able to use its own fat as energy, much more so than the total amount of calories that they contain. So what we found over the years is that when people reduce the wrong types of carbohydrates that they end up eating, and those are the processed carbohydrates, the starchy carbohydrates, the pastas, the baked goods, definitely the breads, the grain-based products, the cornmeal-based products, the potato chips, the corn chips, all of those things, what happens is they reduce the amount of a hormone called insulin, because insulin is always needed to get rid of excess blood sugar. And whenever you eat those very starchy foods, especially the grains, primarily coming from things like wheat, what happens is they break down very quickly into glucose, which is a form of sugar. And by releasing that sugar so quickly in the body has to produce a lot of this hormone called insulin in order to get rid of that sugar, or it can become very damaging. What ends up happening is the body can only store a certain amount of that sugar. We store it in the muscle tissue, then we store a much smaller amount in the liver, and then anything that's left over, anything over and above that amount that's stored, is converted. It's actually converted into fat. And this is how the majority of the population seems to get fat here in North America, is we eat too many of the wrong kinds of carbohydrates, and we don't exercise the right way. And if we are exercising, what we're doing is we're actually increasing our appetite centers, which makes us want to eat even more. So it makes it almost impossible for us to stick to any plan. But it's those excess carbohydrates that are creating the majority of the problem, because they're putting the body into a fat storage mode for many hours after you eat those foods. And, it's easier, once again, it's like saying to people, well, just eat less and exercise more. It's the same thing when I'm talking to people about carbohydrates. Well, just lower the total amount of carbohydrates in your diet. Once again, that's easier said than done, and I'm not trying to confuse people here, because there will be a solution to this, but we are sugar addicts. We're addicted to sugar. We eat, these grains as the staples of our diets. I mean, it's been said that 40%, or at least 40% of our calories come from only three food sources. One is wheat, one is soy, and one is vegetable oil. And, none of these were ever part of our metabolic evolution, if you will. And any of the newfangled products that we see on our shelves, and there's about 10,000 new products every single year, they're simply a recomposition of those three food groups with a benign amount of the nutrient flavor of the month that's thrown in for good measure. So we can make almost anything from those. But what we need to do is we need to reduce the total amount of sugar from the starches. And if we can't do that by voluntary means, it's very hard to do, then what we need to do is we need to look to natural substances way before we ever look to pharmaceutical ones in order to be able to block how quickly those sugars become fat.
So what are these substances that can block sugars to becoming fat?
Great question. Well, first of all, when sugars are broken down, they're broken down by an enzyme called alpha amylase. We have a lot of these enzymes in our small intestine. What we do is we take the carbohydrates, we break them apart into smaller chunks, and then they can easily be digested and become sugar. So what happens is the starches, all of those starchy foods and the processed foods, the packaged foods, all of those contain a lot of sugars that are basically tied together or bound together in these links called alpha links. So our body has a very easy time breaking them apart because we've got these alpha enzymes where we just come in and we snip them apart and they become pure sugar for the body. There are natural substances like white kidney bean, for instance, and before your listeners just go out and buy up all the white kidney beans from their grocery store, please understand that it doesn't work that way. You need an extract of white kidney. But in the white kidney bean, we find this ingredient called phazolamin. And phazolamin, in the right quantity and in the right source, has the ability to latch onto those alpha enzymes and inhibit them. They don't allow them to break apart the starches so that they form sugar in the body. What ends up happening is we literally end up going to the bathroom, and that's how we get rid of them. So they don't make their way into the bloodstream, which means we don't need insulin in order to process them. And because we don't need insulin, we don't need to put the body primarily into a fat storage mode. So the main ingredients, once again, are the white kidney bean, the phazolamin. It has to be a specific extract. And then we look at things like green tea extract. Green tea with very high levels of a phytonutrient called EGCG. That's also a natural enzyme inhibitor, so it allows less of the sugars to become fat in the body. And then there's also a nutrient called Gymnema sylvester. Gymnema sylvester is Ayurvedic. It comes from India. What it does is it reduces the amount of calories from starches that make their way into our body. But it also does a secondary thing, and it actually has the ability to latch on to our taste buds and basically reduce the overall desire for sweet foods. Because don't forget, Dave, we're addicted to these foods. So all three of those ingredients together, and by the way, if you're writing these things down feverishly, and they do work, and they have the ability to block up to 60% of the calories coming in from starchy foods, these are found in one of my products called Ultimate Starch and Fat Blocker, Ultimate Starch and Fat Blocker. And when people take a few of these before a starchy meal, and I'll give you an example of myself, I eat relatively low carbohydrate during the week, and then on the weekend, I can have whatever I want because, that's just what I do. That's how I reward myself. So this weekend, I had pasta, and I make my own rice pasta, which is healthier, but at the same time, it's still a very quick-releasing carbohydrate. So I take my starch and fat blocker. I take six of those about 20 minutes before I eat, and that gives the body enough time to shut off that enzyme, and then therefore, I don't have to worry about those extra calories becoming fat in my body.
Brad, one of the things that you talk about in your book is the variety of different diets that really are following up people in the sense that they're getting caught in these fads. What are the biggest fads at the moment? I don't want you to go too deep into it because I want to take a quick break after that. But if you could just tell us what are the biggest fad diets right now and the problems, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back and we talk some more about it.
I think all of them, even though they have different names, a lot of them fall under the same guise, and that is caloric deprivation, reducing the amount of calories, reducing the amount of fat. We've become fat phobics over the last 50 years, and increasing carbohydrates because they don't contain as many calories as fats, but reducing the overall amount of calories. And any way you look at it, any of these programs like Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig or you know, any of these calorically deprived programs, that's how they work, by reducing the overall amount of calories. But they've been proven over and over and over again where people gain back the weight after they go off the program, and then it becomes easier and easier for them to store fat afterwards because they're not getting to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem, once again, is we need to learn to abstain from the foods that are causing the fat, and those are the sugary foods. Those are foods that are putting the body into a fat storage mode, and until we retrain the body not to need those foods or not to desire them so much, we're going to have one of these roller coaster rides where we go on a diet, we go off a diet, only to go back on another diet.
We're talking with Brad King. He's the author of 11 books, including his latest, Dirty Diets, exposing the dietary lies that are keeping you from looking and feeling your best. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Brad King.
Health First with Dave Fuller will return in a moment on 93.1 CFIS FM.